Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan. What a great day to have Charlie Culberson on 8:40. He'll be joining us to talk about that incredible win last night and the entire Braves season. Last night, Braves won 7-4. It did not start out great, though. Mets were up by 3 until the 6th inning when things broke open for the Braves, scored 5, added another 2 in the 8th. And Matt Olson, guys, back in May, I think he would come up to the plate and we're all a little bit like, what's going to happen here?
Not me. I never wavered.
But it's June, and we knew he was going to get hot in June, and here he is.
Yeah. You want to hear his numbers in June real quick?
Yeah.
I don't have his average or on-base percentage or on OBP, but in 21 games, he's 23 for 75. With 9 doubles, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs, and here's the number that is most impressive to me. And people are going to roll their eyes and say, oh, but this is 2025, and launch angle is a thing. He has as many walks as he does strikeouts in the month of June. 17 walks with only 17 strikeouts. And I say only because he's a strikeout guy. When he goes in a funk, he strikes out. Mm-hmm. But guess what? He's having good at-bats. His approach is good. He's seeing the ball well, and he's walking. I think he's got like, what's it, 25 or 6 now on base streak, which goes back, obviously, to May. He is as much credit as Acuna gets, which he deserves all of it because he's been phenomenal. Matt Olson has played well since Acuna has came back, too. It's almost like Matt Olson got better when he got another hitter in the lineup that took pressure off of him and that helped him see pitches. And him in that two-hole, I like. Now, he won't be there once Profar comes back, I think, what, July 2nd or 3rd. But he'll move him to 3, and now you can keep moving. So it's been great out of him. And you can ask Mike what I said in the middle of our race last night about the Braves game. Before they went and before that 5-run inning, I was not happy.
No, well, first of all, hang on. Let me unpack that entire thing. Let me start from the top. How many home runs did you say Matt Olson has in the month of June?
3.
I just feel like when I look at the way he's swinging right now, first of all, I think his bat, and this is just from the naked eye, it just looks like it's leveled out a little bit. It looks like his bat's in the zone, that contact zone a little bit longer at some of his at-bats right now. But I also look at him and think, man, if not for the dead ball in Major League Baseball this year, he'd be approaching the 2023 numbers. It seems like once per game, it feels like in June, he has had warning track power. And you mentioned the exit velocity. Austin Riley last night with a couple of exit velo, hits as well. It just felt like last night, even without Ronald Acuna getting any hits, he gets on base like you said. It just felt like things were kind of coming together at the right time when you got to the bullpen. Now, we can approach how they did against Frankie Montas throughout the first 5 innings, which was absolutely brutal. But again, you get that inning where you're able to blow it up. You actually worked a couple of counts. This just felt like a Tim Hyers game last night, where you're actually able to work the count. Their bullpen starts blowing up. You're able to get quality hits at needed times with Matt Olson, like you said, and you're able to drive in some runs and pull away in the end. And your bullpen was better than theirs.
Like Nick Allen, 3 hits last night from the 9 hole, and that's helping. And guess what? That's because of Acuna. It's also helping Acuna. It's why I think Michael Harris, who was hit last night in the elbow, did leave the game. Seems like everything will be fine. Should be down in that 9 hole. But to your point about the Tim Hyers thing, nothing? Okay, cool. I'll do it for you. I said to your
point. Sorry, I was deep in thought about Tim Hyers.
I think that literally since the first Mets series, and really you could probably go back to Milwaukee, they've had that their approaches seem like that. The Marlins series, they didn't put hits together necessarily like we wanted, but I remember watching the series and just going, That was probably why I was so frustrated. I came in here Monday after the Marlins series, is I felt like they were approaching things the right way. It felt like the at bats were better. It just everything felt like it was getting close to right, And that's why losing two of them to the Marlins so frustrated. Allie said something to me the other day, and I want to give you credit. Allie's like, what would you say if they come out of this 13-game stretch and they're 10-3? And I'd be like, well, then I don't even know what I said, but I was like, I'd be blown away. Mm-hmm. I would feel great. Well, I don't think they're going to go 10-3, but if I'm not mistaken, they're 6-2 in the first eight of this 13-game stretch. Now, look, you got to find a way to win one of the next you would love to sweep the Mets and continue steamrolling them. You're 5-0 against them. But just get one of two with Didier, and I think it would be Holmes next. The next two, I think. And, you know, or maybe it's Elder and then Holmes. It doesn't really matter, but just get one of those. But, like, it feels pretty good. And then you got to come home and you got Philly. And you'll have Schwellenbach in one of those, and you'll have Strider in one of those.
Yeah.
Did last night feel like it was going to go the wrong way for quite some time?
Because I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah, because it was 3-0, and it was like, no. Because when we start out that way, it doesn't always pan out in our favor. And we were, again, leaving guys stranded on base. Hot take here, but that score, I know, is 7-4. Great score, but it should have been higher.
You know, and here's the thing. Watching the first inning of this game, and this we're going to come back to this because of Spencer Strider talking trash to Juan Soto.
I love that.
There was a point in time, though, in the I think he walked Soto in the first inning, if I'm not mistaken.
He walked in the first two times up.
Yeah. So, but at that point, though, there was a foul ball to Soto in the first inning, and it was a grooved fastball. And I was like, oh, no. This is what we've been avoiding the last couple of weeks in these Spencer Strider outings, where he has not grooved the fastball. He's been able to locate it a little bit better. When he grooved the fastball, I immediately was like, okay, how fast was that? And it was like 97. I looked on the Statcast on the MLB app, and it was 97.8. And I was like, okay, now we're cooking with something. Because we've talked about it with Spencer Strider. The difference between him grooving 95 and grooving 98 is much different. And Francoeur's done a good job, as has CJ Nikowski, of explaining that on the Braves broadcast. So watching that in the first inning, I was like, this ain't going to be good. And he grooved another couple at certain points in times. I don't think we had the best version of Spencer Strider last night, but – you know, that was a version that I feel like grinded it out and was able to get things done. It's not a quality start, but he was able to get some outs when he needed to and get some timely outs at that.
Yeah, you didn't have your best Spencer Strider. His location was off last night. He walked four guys, which is way more than he walked in those very good two outings, but he still was able to strike out eight because of his velocity. You know, look, it's, as much as we get on and everybody and as a whole, this – we jump on this bullpen. We'll get to what De Los Santos did to Iglesias, because I don't blame Iglesias last night for anything. But Johnson, Montero, and Dodd, they pitched three innings combined with five strikeouts, no hits. That was huge last night.
The bringing in Pierce Johnson in the sixth, I was like, really? Interesting. I mean, this is a guy who I thought 2 weeks ago might be fine to be the closer. And you're bringing him in the sixth inning, and then he strikes out the side, although I think he might have had a walk or a hit somewhere in there. But he looked good. And I was thinking, okay, if we can start utilizing a Pierce Johnson where we think of him, you know, as a closer-esque type of guy, and we can bring him in the sixth inning, now we're really talking about something. And I was with you. I thought that was exciting. I'm not going to take it completely off of Iglesias, because at this point, the sample size is starting to get too big. He gives up the I will say this. The hit he gives up, Ronald Acuna saved a run. The way he played it off the wall and relays the ball back in the infield, stops a runner at third, and the next out ends the game. And I thought that was huge, the way Ronnie was playing right field. I don't think we give him enough credit day in and day out for what his defense is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, it's overlooked for everything else he does. But when Iglesias comes in with one out, two runners on the corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily, you know, he basically can't make a mistake. And he did. He left that, I believe it was his changeup high. It just stayed up. If it's down, it's probably strike three, because he had just got a swing and miss earlier in that at bat on it. So that's why I say, you know, to get two outs in a situation with only one run and you had runs to play with, I don't blame the fact that De Los Santos got two guys on there on him. Now, you want him to be perfect, but I think right now Dylan Lee's a guy with the confidence to be perfect. It's a game, though, Allie, that to your point that we should be that, you know, you're talking about how many they still left, 10 guys on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But hell, we've lost that game all year.
Yeah.
We've lost that game all year.
I completely agree.
So I'm happy to win it, especially against a team that's as good as they are at home. The Mets came into this series 27-10 at home.
Yeah. Also, I at times have snitpicked the show. I do want to give him credit though for last night, the pinch hit for Eli White, where Eli White gets the hit right between the off the third baseman's glove. It was well timed. They're bringing the lefty. We'll stick Eli White in there. You ended up with Fairchild, I believe, in left field, and Eli White in center. I thought that was the right move at the time. Snitker did a great job last night of pulling all the right strings at the right time. Even going to Iglesias when he did in the ninth inning, for whatever I think Iglesias did or didn't do, it's the right move given the time.
Do you agree that he has started to manage with urgency? I would say more urgency than we've seen from him in June in maybe ever.
Yeah, and again, I think the situation calls for that, right? We're at the end of June. At the end of June. I think too many times you get in April, and you know you have to realize as fans, it's a long season. You get in April, and you're like, well, these guys are good hitters. They're going to hit. He started pulling the strings where he wouldn't have maybe a month and a half ago, and said, okay, this is how I can win this game and put all of our best pieces on the table here.
Well, and it was so incredible and refreshing to see Iglesias at the end of the game do his two fingers up to the sky, his signature move, because we have not gotten to see that in a while. And the series will continue tonight against the Mets with Didier Fuentes on the mound. Coming up, we're going into the front page. Aaron Rodgers has a major announcement about the future of his career. And my Mac drop, Bo, I'm going to need you to find some money in the budget. I have found yet another sport I would like to be the correspondent for, and you're going to have to send me there. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.